Dr. Mariah Beck hasn't been on the Wichita State campus for very long, but since her arrival last year from the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, she has been growing her student research team and setting up a lab to continue her innovative cancer research. Dr. Beck uses a variety of tools, including the centrifuge, to study a protein called paladin, which was discovered by Beck's collaborator, Dr. Carol Odie, in 2000.
I'm kind of someone who likes to study things that nobody else knows about, and paladin is one of those newly discovered proteins, and there's not a lot of competition as I see it, and there's a lot to know, so we don't know a lot about it, so it's a challenge in that way because you don't have a lot to build off of and you're always going into these uncharted areas. But that's what makes it interesting for us. We can kind of start in on the ground level and make those initial discoveries.
To put it simply, paladin interacts and binds with actin, which is the most prevalent protein in our cells, and accelerates its ability to move freely, also known as motility. Paladin works in normal cell motility, like wound healing and fetal development, but it also works in not-so-normal cell motility, like when cancer metastasizes or spreads.
So paladin is upregulated, so there's more of this protein made in those cells that are metastasizing. And there have also been a couple of mutations associated with pancreatic and breast cancers in this protein. So we're interested in looking at structurally how this protein interacts with actin, as well as how it can modify this polymerization of actin or the organization of this network of actin.
Beck says it'll probably be a long time before her research is translated into anything that's used in clinics, but she's hopeful one day it can be used to treat cancer.
Right now we have absolutely no drugs that target specifically metastasis. And so that would be our long-term goal if we can figure out how paladin functions in metastasizing cells, if there's a protein interaction we can interfere with by designing a drug, that would be, an eventual outcome.
In the meantime, she's enjoying sharing her research and collaborating with Wichita State University students.
I was trained at medical schools, but I came from an undergraduate institution that was very similar to Wichita State, and so that's kind of what I identify with, and I had such a good experience there. And good interaction with my professors, whereas at a big medical school, a lot of times the professors aren't teaching that often, and they have huge classrooms if they are.
Beck says many students looking for research opportunities at the graduate level don't know research like hers is going on at Wichita State, but she hopes the word gets out and to add new recruits to her Paladin team. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.